Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. We praise you, Jesus. Alleluia. We worship you, Jesus. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Number 84 in the hymnal. Number 84. Lord.
We pray, Jesus, that you will keep us under the blood.
Hallelujah.
Lord, under that cleansing blood, that healing blood. Lord, if there's one who needs a touch, if there's one who needs a lift in spirit, if there's one, Lord, who just needs an encouragement, we pray, oh God, that you would minister today.
Yes, Lord.
Whether it's here on Launch Rock or cottages,
yes, Lord.
Village area, no handsome. We claim the blood today. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you want to minister all over to everyone. Thank you, Lord, that we can come under that blood, under that precious name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My dear children, don't be amazed that this morning that what I manifested myself in such a way. But I want to tell you, when you pour your love upon me, when you seek my face diligently, I will continue to reveal myself to you. I will come and visit you. I will bring glory into your life. I will bring the breakthrough into your life. All you need is in me. This morning, prepare your heart to encounter my glory and the power, because I am in the midst of you.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Morning, we're going to change one of the phrases. We just sang, He has done great things. And He has. But you can sing it this way, He will do great things. He will do great things. And we can expect that He will do great things today. Under the blood, the precious blood, there's life that flows. There's healing that flows. He will do great things. That's my expectation and yours. And we can sing that in faith this morning. He will do great things. He will do great things. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Great things. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord. In every one of us, through every one of us. Dear Lord, through us this day. Hallelujah. Take your great power. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful. The Prince of Peace is He. Seats if you'd like to. There's a strong correlation in the Bible and all through church history between the blood of Jesus and the outpouring of the Spirit of God. You think, well, they're two different subjects, completely different subjects. The blood of Jesus has to do with my sins being forgiven and being washed and cleansed. You're right, it does. But it's the blood of Jesus shed on the cross that's opened up heaven. This new and living way through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And because He shed His blood, He sends His Holy Spirit. The Spirit has not yet been given. Jesus has not yet been glorified. Well, that's not today. That was then. But Jesus has been glorified. He has shed His blood. He has entered into heaven, and He's opened up heaven for you and for me. And the glory comes down. And I've noticed, and you have also, I'm sure, that as you exalt the cross, the blood, the price that Jesus paid for our sins, I think Jesus likes that. I think He wants us to glorify Him. I think He wants us to thank Him for the cross and never get past thanking Him for the cross and the blood that was shed. And as you do, He comes. He just comes. There's an old song that a woman, Phoebe Palmer Knapp, she wrote around the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Azusa Street in Los Angeles, 1903, 6, something like that, the beginning of the century, the 1900s. And the Lord poured out His Spirit marvelously there. There was really no leader. There was really no personality that led the group. Her husband could have been looked at as one of those who was instrumental. And it was just the Lord that worked. He just poured out His Spirit and came to the people there. And the revival started. And you've read about it. You can get books and you can Google it and look it up. And God did so many things, pouring out His Spirit, healing sick bodies. The little barn there that they met in and had services in had different artifacts, I guess you'd call them. Maybe each one of them were testimonies. There weren't a lot of deer heads, but there were a lot of crutches and canes and things like that that all of a sudden people didn't need anymore. They didn't come for healing. They just came for Jesus, to know Him, seek Him. What's going on here? As they came, and as they looked to Him, He worked. And He manifested Himself to the healing of their bodies, saving souls, baptizing in the Holy Spirit, and it just kept on keeping on, and it couldn't be stopped, and nobody really wanted to stop it. It was a good thing that was happening. And out of that revival, this woman, Phoebe Palmer, she wrote a hymn. she wasn't a hymn writer. She's not a Fanny Crosby or a Sankey or any of these others, but she wrote a hymn that the Lord gave to her, and she introduced it there in the revival meetings. And it had nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. It had nothing to do with power. It had nothing to do with glory. It had nothing to do with anything like that. It just all had to do with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood, the cleansing stream, she wrote. I see it. And I jump in, I plunge, and oh, it cleanses me. And then she said, oh, praise the Lord. It cleanses me. It cleanses me, yes, cleanseth me. Now, she wasn't too inventive. I mean, there's a lot of repetition there, but that caught on. And they sang that in the revivals. Oh, they probably sang a lot of other songs too. And I dare say a number of them had to do with the cross and the blood. And here's one that they sang. They say, and now I, of course, wasn't there quite yet born, quite yet not able to attend those meetings, but they say that they sang those songs over and over and over again. I mean, not just the night after night after night after night, but they sang it over and over and over again right in that same meeting. They can sing that chorus 20 times as they marched around the place and as they got their old washboards and they whatever they did to play the washboard. I don't play a washboard, so I wouldn't know. But they would march around and they would just praise the Lord as they sang. I plunge into that stream. The hymn changed it a little bit over the years. She wrote, I plunge in and my polluted nature dies. Right beneath that blood of Jesus, he cleanses me. And he opens up my soul to him. And then he comes in and he fills me. And oh, praise the Lord. The cleansing stream flows today. And that's what we sang and what we heard prayed at the beginning of the meeting. Lord, all day long. All day long, the whole camp under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing, healing flood. Keep me, Savior. Keep me from day to day. That's not a beginner experience. That's an old-time saint experience. Because if you ever want to get to be an old-time saint, you got to learn to keep under the blood. Under the blood day by day by day. And rejoice in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the cross. And that was the Apostle Paul's testimony. It's not just Phoebe Palmer Knapp. It's not just somebody that we know. But the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, I got one message. I preach Christ. And I preach him crucified. Interesting. I don't preach Christ and him resurrected, although I'm sure he did preach the resurrection. And I'm sure he did talk about the resurrection life of Jesus. But his message was, I preach Christ and the cross. The cross upon which he died, the cross that opened up heaven and new life to me, an abundant life to me, resurrection life to me, all predicated on the foundation of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son that cleanses us from all of our sin. Oh, how thankful we are this morning. How thankful we are for the cross and the blood. And I can remember a long time ago when I was first starting out in the meeting in the faith home on a Monday morning. We have Zoom meetings now, but we used to have Brother David joins us from California on Monday mornings for our Zoom meeting. But anyway, we used to have them in the faith home every Monday, and Brother Edwin would teach us and help us, the younger guys. And I remember him saying to us more than once, and in trying to help Brother Kenny Friedman and myself and his son and others that were there, he said to us, make much of the blood. Make much of the blood of Jesus. Because then he said, I've noticed that whenever we talk about or sing about the blood, Jesus comes. He manifests himself. Make much of the blood. And I think one time he said to us, in every meeting, talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know if we've done that or I've done that, but oh, we want to make much of the blood and the cross and the finished work. And we want him to then pour out his spirit. I've sung that song a lot of times. It's in our hymn book. We'll sing it in just a moment. I don't know what number it is, but you'll find it in there. 386 in the hymn book. And I've sung it this way before. I've sung, the cleansing stream, I see. And I guess that's the way you could sing it. But that's not the way they sung it in Azusa Street. They clapped and they danced and they marched and they just rejoiced. I think they maybe made it a little bit maybe upbeat, maybe more so than we'll do this morning even. I'm not sure. But they sang with rejoicing. It was a joyful, not a dirge, but a joyful song, singing and making melody right from their hearts to the Lord. The cleansing stream, I see it. And I plunge in. And this morning, you can do that, I can do that. And that it's not only for my sin, it's for my sickness. That blood of Jesus, in the atonement, Jesus paid for my body. By his stripes, I'm healed. We can be healed today by that cleansing stream from whatever it might be that plagues or the thing that troubles. And we can be delivered, and there's victory in Jesus because of that finished work. So maybe you'd like to sing yet together this morning. 300, 200? 386. 386. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on Him there, and Calvary covers it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in Thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the cross. Amen. Amen. There is power.